to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
And now, what do you mean, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to it. It's another special edition of Podcast and Chill. We're coming at you live from David Mashabela Studios. Like we always say, if you want to use the studios, podcast@mashabela.co.za. So today, we're chilling with one of the greatest actors. In Zanzi, one of the greatest actors in SA. And not only that, he's also one of the sexiest men. How many times have you been voted the sexiest man?
Mkulube, we've been talking about my age just now, so maybe I'm like the sexiest Mkulu.
Because I know you voted...
If I still am.
I think Vuzi voted you as one of the sexiest men alive.
I did kind of cross the border there with, like, you know, Mnet and shit.
So yeah.
That was beautiful. That was good. Yeah. Because, you know, when you get it from the one, if it's one-sided, if it's like Sowetan, maybe, if it's like SABC, then it's like a bit biased.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I crossed the border and, like, did Vusu, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty cool. So thank you, Vusu.
What's it like being the sexiest man alive, man?
What's it like?
Yeah, I mean, I've never experienced that. Have you, so?
Yeah. I mean, you almost gave my life.
You're a snack, boy.
Nah. You kind of look like a snack. You know, they're like, you know, I posted a thing. I don't know. I posted a picture on Instagram. Yeah. Like, it's a story, though, on Instagram. I was at the gym. So things haven't really been going well with the whole COVID, you know, lockdown and whatever. Mm. So I've been neglecting gym. And I want to go to gym now that, you know, the lockdown is back. We can't go to the gym and that sort of thing. Mm. So I've kind of gained like a bit of, you know, inches.
Fuck out of here, man.
Inches and shit.
Come on.
So I posted that. Can I say shit?
Yeah.
No, okay. So I posted that shit on Insta story and fuck, bruh.
Yeah.
Like, it's like for real.
Yeah.
So everybody's saying, bring back the pack, the six pack and shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah. And then somebody, just a few of them, they were like, oh no, man, a man needs like a, yeah, he's loving that, like that dude, like a dude, that dude needs like a little, you know, a bit of a, you know, like a unpack,
So you're doing
pretty good.
Yeah,
and under that criteria, you're like fucking killing it. You're like,
I'm killing it. I'm a snack.
More cushion for the pushing.
Exactly. My gunyas can also be snacks for someone out there.
See what? See what?
I'm saying my gunyas are considered snacks for some people.
I'm, you know? Like, that's what I'm discovering now. So we're good. We're like good.
Yeah. But does it change anything when you voted like the sexiest man? What does it change? Like, do women now treat you differently?
I think if you can walk, if you just walk into a club with, you know, alone.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, you know, no one is paying attention to you.
Mm.
But as soon as you walk in with a girl and she looks nice.
Yeah.
It's like everybody now wants to, well, most people want, you know, your attention.
Oh,
it's
most
like
females.
That kind of get females. Yeah,
yes.
Hopefully. Yeah, yeah.
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 And how do you handle that, being so many women's crushes?
So I think when somebody said, okay, oh, he is sexy, then I think, you know, maybe that kind of, you know, got the attention, you know what I mean? You know, got me, you know, some sort of attention.
Mm.
You know, but like before then, I was just like a dude in jail.
For
like
real.
Freaking trying to go get a quota and that sort of thing. And I'm
so
like,
even
yeah,
growing
whatever.
Up in Mafia Gang, like.
Yeah,
you
like
didn't
I
get
was
attention.
Like very, like I was like the shyest, painfully shy dude you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think they're not interested in that sort of thing. So I think, you know, with the whole, you know, generations thing and, you know, the awards that came after that, then that was like, okay, cool. So suddenly I was like, you know, somewhere, you know, having my ice cream and then like, oh, you know, people are screaming and I'm like, what, who's that? Where is he? No, but it's you. You know what I'm saying? So it did kind of...
Did you still have to mac? Like, you know, most of us, we have to mac.
No. It's understand this. Like, I was a very, you know, shy dude, and I didn't know how to, you know, do the whole thing. Like,
so I'll you tell didn't know you how to mac?
Truth. I didn't know how to mac. I'll tell you the truth, yeah. I didn't, right? So it was a very shy dude, and, you know.
So how did you get girls?
How did I get girls?
Yeah.
I mean, like, now and then, you know... You know, I don't know. I just kind of
smile.
I gotta do this. and then I'm having a conversation, and you know what I mean. They're like, oh, he's sensitive, and you know, they start to know you, and then they're like, oh, okay, maybe, you know, that sort of thing. So and then some of them, it's like the silent, you know, quiet type. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they like that dude. He's like, he's not into everything, and he's not like the other guys. And that's what I found out, you know, when I was growing up, that actually this is kind of a thing as well. Mm. Like, if you're yourself and, you know, you're just doing your thing, it's like, okay, what's going on with him, you know? And then they want to, and then it's like a thing.
So you're telling me you've never approached a lady and macked on her? You've never, like, went up to a girl and...
I did a couple of times with, you know, and it was like a very disappointing...
You lie.
How often did you get rejected?
Are we doing this, guys?
Yeah, bro.
You're going to do it. How many people watch this show?
Not a lot. Not a lot.
Like 18. Now I know it's like a whole bunch of people.
You got more people
this.
On your life than we have.
No, come
me.
On. No,
those
no
are
I was
real numbers,
I was given the numbers, and this is crazy. Oh, my God, you guys are going to do this to me. Okay, yeah. Cool. Hey, what were you saying?
How often did you get rejected when you were, like, shallowing a girl?
Very, very many
no
times.
Way.
Many
no
times.
Way.
There's no hope for
many
us.
Many times.
But you weren't famous by then.
Many times. Yeah, many times.
Jeez.
Yeah, many times. It happened almost, like, I would say, all the time. It happened all the time, yeah.
And what's your type? Like, what type of woman are you into?
Just the spirit. The spirit. I find that I've been in with almost all kinds of body types, and I've connected with you. Because every time when somebody says, "What's your type?" we're thinking the body. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think if I look back, I think I've connected with kind of almost all kinds of, you know, body types,
races,
yeah,
all of them.
Races as well. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. And which area race? Codes and shit.
Area codes.
Yeah, I'm kidding. that's what do you mean? What did you say?
No, I'm saying we kind of what races? White girls.
Yeah. So it's just the spirit of, you know, that person's spirit. That's just you gotta be kind of. I think it's the it's. Are you good in your own skin? Do you appreciate yourself? Are you not apologetic about who you are? You know, whatever race it is, you know. And kindness as well. I think kindness is like a big thing. When you're kind and, we can communicate.
So I think this kind of makes sense why you didn't like doing romantic scenes, because you're a very shy person, ne?
No, not necessarily. I think shy is something... it's something that I don't think it has ever really stood in the way of my career, like what I do.
Oh, your profession.
Right? Yeah, my profession. Okay. So shy, I wouldn't necessarily say, you know, it's a thing. I really had a solid belief in what I was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really had a clear, and I had no doubts.
Yeah.
At all. You know, I'd walk into a place like this, and then it's an audition space.
Yes.
And, you know, I'd dress up like the character, just look like the character. And I would walk into a space, and people would, you could tell that, you know, people, they've found what they want. So they can't contain the, oh, okay, it's another actor, whatever.
Oh.
But they're like freaking, you know when you shoot a film, what's important, one of the most important things is who you put in front of the camera.
Okay.
You know, because of interpretation as well. Yeah. Some certain people interpret, you know, stories a certain way.
Yeah.
And you want that kind of, you know, and you want a specific look as well.
Yeah.
You know, and I would walk into those spaces, and I don't know. I just feel like, okay, I dressed like the part.
Yeah.
I'm walking in. I'm trying as hard as I can, you know what I mean, to win these people's hearts.
Mm.
And then you walk in there, and then they just can't, you know, they just appreciate, you know, it's like you can tell that these people have found, you know, it's kind of like when they were looking for Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And they couldn't find Harry Potter. And then he walks in, and I don't know if you heard the story. He walks in. Here's this guy walking in, and they're like, found Harry Potter.
You do have
in filmmaking, in the process, you do have stories like that, a lot of them.
Yeah.
Where an unknown walks in and they're looking for a specific look and some specific energy. And I've had a lot of those.
Yeah.
And I think, and then, you know, now I'm answering your question now. And then they would, you know, they would, you know, obviously, freaking red carpet, ready to lay down the red carpet.
Yeah.
And then I find out that I have to, there's a love interest and
yes.
there's going to be some kissing and, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, I got to tell them, you know, I can't do this.
Why?
For real?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Isn't like I turned down a lot of situations because of what, you know, my belief, yeah.
Isn't wait, that, I don't understand yeah. it.
Isn't that
so?
Like,
so, yeah.
Isn't that like a bit unprofessional? Like, shouldn't you, as an actor, shouldn't you just do anything?
No. But you, listen, you can't. I'm not alone. Akina Mototsa's done that. He doesn't want to play. He doesn't want to play a gangster, like, you know, no good Nigerian. Akina Mototsa's like that. Denzel Washington at some stage, he wouldn't want to kiss certain, you know. Group of people, I think, and I could be wrong. Let's not go further.
Oh, a certain group. I see what you mean.
You know, a lot of people have their restrictions. You can't lose yourself. You know, as an actor, yes, you want to be versatile.
Yeah,
you want to be able to do everything, but at the same time, you know. An actor is like another, it's like you and I, it's like any other guy.
Yeah.
We do have our roots in something.
Ah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you can't, you know, turn your back on yourself. Similarly, I can't turn my back on myself.
On what you stand for.
What you stand for, yeah. Yeah.
Makes sense.
I thought you didn't do love scenes because you got a boner or something.
No. That's actually a very difficult thing for me to do.
To get a boner?
On set, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
I thought in general, I'm like, eh?
No one that lives at the gym.
I walked into that one, right? I walked into that one.
Okay, so let me get this
freely.
Straight. Let me get this straight.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't like doing romantic scenes because your beliefs...
Yeah, right. Like at the time, I was Christian.
Yes.
At the time.
Okay.
You know, Muhammad Ali will say... You know, I took this whatever test that they gave him, you know, with the army. You know, because, you know, he was Christian and he says a whole bunch of other things. But my point is, when they're interviewing him at that time as Muhammad Ali, not Cassius Clay, he was Christian and he was, you know what I mean? So I think.
So you're not Christian anymore?
You go through. Yeah.
You're
yeah.
not?
No.
Oh, shit.
No, not at all. Yeah.
What do you know?
I'm still trying to figure out.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out. But I think, you know, as an African, you know, I just want to start over.
Yeah.
As an African, and you know, if you look closely, I don't think we are contributing anything. You know, in history, we're not contributing anything. No, in history we are. If you know, depending on who's telling the history.
Yeah.
But, you know, modern time, modern history, it seems like we're not, you know, contributing anything. You know, the Greeks will, you know, whatever. You know, the Western world will contribute.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
Whatever, the mathematics.
Yeah.
And they will contribute, like invention here, there.
I see.
The food and everything. It's like when you see a cooking show, It's like, oh my God, you're doing Italian, or you're doing Chinese, or you're doing ancient. Like, have you ever seen an international, you know, a show where, you know, this guy is getting ready to do like an African?
Oh yeah.
Have you ever seen? Let's order Chinese. Let's order. Don't board.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, have Hollywood, you ever seen? Movie. But like, why are we comfortable with that? Like, why are you comfortable? Why am I comfortable with that,
bro? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I think for
and
me.
And how many times have you gotten like international shows, licensed them here, and still not push exactly, our own stuff?
Exactly. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, it's like even here in the middle of South Africa, in the world, somebody is like, you know, we're talking about Italian, you know, whatever it is. You know, it's very difficult to. But it's not necessarily what we do here. I would like to see, like, somebody, you know, internationally, like, who's never been here thinking, oh, man, I love that South African...
Mashal, Jan.
Pedi, oh, my God. Yeah. Like, we love wavelength. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then they're into it, and then they're doing it. It's like, you know,
Man.
I can't be comfortable with that. And then, like, the biggest thing that defines me, which is a thing for everyone. It's like the truth for everyone. One thing that defines you is your traditions and your religion.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's who you are.
Like, a lot of things have been sacrificed in the name of a religion, you know? Because people really, truly dig deep into that. And they, you know, religion kind of defines who you are.
It's your pulse.
Yeah, it's your pulse. And then I thought, okay, this too? I'm not contributing this to this. You telling me to? So that means that now I'm gonna define myself in a way that you define yourself. And then I'm like, okay, but I don't get it. Like, how am I identifying myself with some? You know, what was I doing all these years? You know what I mean? You had to, and I mean, I think, you know, I was talking to my son about. We were watching Tarzan.
Yeah.
My son, 7 year old. We were watching Tarzan. And I couldn't help him. And he's watching episode after episode. And I'm taking him to school, you know, after, you know, the whole thing. Gave him a bath and he's watching. He had his breakfast. I'm, you know, we going to school. That's this itch, man. This little nigga's watching Tarzan in the middle of Africa.
Yeah.
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 So he's got to be like the strongest dude in the whole of that, you know, environment. I don't get it. Like, he's got to be like the guy we go to, he saves the day and everything. It's like, I don't get it. Like, how does my son, when he's looking at that,
see himself?
How does he see himself? And we're going back and forth. He's like, nah, man, it's just, you know, it's just Tarzan, you know, whatever. He's trying to defend it. I'm like, okay, cool. You'll understand, man. It's okay. I don't know. This could be bad on my part because he's too young. I don't know. Certainly, I stand to be corrected. But, you know, I just, for some reason, just felt like, okay, let's talk about this. You know,
so with all of what you're saying right now, how challenging was it to do a sex scene with Pearl Tusi on Queen Sona?
It was beautiful because that time it was this nigga is smiling like shit, I was smiling the time we were reading around the table and we got to that scene. I was like, oh,
hey now.
I see Pearl Tusi there. I'm like, shit. I'm kidding. There's Pearl Tusi over there. Okay.
Yeah, let's go.
That's what you get for auditioning. Look, I mean, by that time I was done with that belief.
Okay.
That belief system.
Okay.
You know.
Before we speak about generations, you did a lot of like international stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to run through here some of them. How was it like doing Invictus?
Invictus was weird because I didn't really have a big part there. You know, I was pretty much like ambience and, you know, tell the truth.
Yeah.
You know, and but, you know, behind the scenes it was something very amazing.
Wow.
Like they, I felt like a star. I felt like a star. They've got like a philosophy, those people, that, you know, it's just unbelievable. towards actors. We seem to be like a very important, you know, sort of part of the process.
And you don't get that here in SA?
No, I'll tell you, no, you don't. Mm. You don't. Yeah.
Did you get?
If I tell you that we do, then there are people watching. They're gonna say,
"Eli,
dude, come,
you're capping."
Nah, I'm a bit little.
So yeah. Did you get to meet Matt Damon and?
I met Damon. I had a conversation with Matt Damon.
Wow.
Actually, yeah.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman was a bit difficult to get through to him.
He's but yeah,
Matt Damon was just there. I mean, you know, Matt Damon, Jason Bourne.
Yes.
Jason
and
Bourne.
And he's a gene freak like you.
I
as
saw,
well.
Yeah, I saw Jason Bourne. I didn't see Matt Damon. So I understand. I understand. So to an extent, I understand.
Yeah.
You know, when, you know, the whole Gaddafi thing. So I walk up to him.
What Gaddafi thing?
No, we'll talk. And then I get there.
Do you know what the Gaddafi thing?
Yeah, I think like people identify him as Gaddafi.
Yeah,
not like the character is bigger, bigger than him.
Yeah.
It's before my time. So.
Before. So I walk up to the guy. He's talking to this other dude, and I mean, this dude, this guy, like, I think he was into like a serious conversation with Matt Damon, right? So I get there, I can't remember. I'm like, dude, but I gotta talk. I don't know what am I supposed to, but I gotta talk to this dude.
Yeah.
Like this dude,
it's Matt, it's Jason
Bourne. Jason Bourne, So I get there, cause I know like a whole bunch of stuff about Jason Bourne. So I just go in, right? And I know they're friends with Ben Affleck.
Yeah, the whole crew.
Oh my god! So I like I had like information, and you know, so I'm thinking maybe he might not think it's like important. Like, well, what is this dude now?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I've heard these questions many times before, but that dude is different. It's like he's cut with a different cloth. Like I kid you not, like literally. He was paying attention, like properly, like
engaging.
Listening, engaging. Mm. Yeah, and he will, you know, we were going back and forth.
Wow.
Like Ben Affleck, oh no, I just had a conversation with that's him. I just had a conversation with him. He's like somewhere. It's very cold. He's there with his wife, and you know that whole sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like you know, babu are like ukarke majita fella, like hotele, vele le media khakera, whatever. And then I got into like the martial arts, you know, in preparation for Jason Bourne, blah blah blah. And he was into it as well. Like he was like, you know, going back and forth. Like, oh yeah, that was quite interesting. You know the you know how they taught him how to you know drive and stuff like that. Like you know, I was like really. He was deep. He was different. He was different. Yeah.
And then the Avengers, was it the same thing?
Avengers was even the same. It was the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, those people in terms of back, behind the scenes. But none of the Avengers were there.
Mm.
You know that, right?
Mm.
None of them were there. So we didn't get to meet, you know, the guys.
But how do you feel when you get a call to be on the Avengers, dog? Because the Avengers
I used to get calls. Like, I'll be sleeping. And then my agent would be like, would you like to do this? But it's a small part.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, okay, fine. But for Avengers, they had auditions. And I just decided that day, that particular day, I decided I'm just going to go to my agent and just check out what's happening.
What's happening,
you know what I mean? I had a lot of time, you know, in my hands at that time. So I went there to see. And I found, you know, there was this auditioning happening called the after party.
Mm.
Now sometimes they don't say it's a vendor.
They
give you like a...
Yeah.
So they say the after party.
Mm.
So everybody's there. I'm like, okay, oh, Lerato Mvelas. Oh, man, she's solid.
Yeah.
Like, okay, this must be something serious.
Big.
Like I'm seeing like names. I'm like, okay. So I'm like, no, but like I want, like why am I not auditioning?
I want some of the after
party.
Yeah,
like I want some of the after party, you know, like give me in, you know.
Yeah.
So, look at this one.
Is it dying?
It's dying, but it's okay.
It's fine. Tell them they must watch the full episode.
Yeah, they must watch the full, yeah, I can't be doing this to you. Watch the full episode. God damn it. And why didn't you tell me? You should have told me.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Sorry, guys. Watch the full episode. And now, yeah.
Yeah, you just press end.
View inside, download video.
No, I think it's off. Yeah.
Yeah, download video.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So,
where were we?
I forgot, Linda.
Oh, my God.
Where were we?
After party.
The after party. So we're doing the after party, yeah. So we're doing the after party. And so I auditioned.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, there's this big, you guys are at a party. There's this big monster, you know, it's coming at you. And you know, like,
and you got no
like
idea. This is the Avengers.
Like, what's this? Yeah, like,
got no idea.
Like, I've got no idea. It's like this after party. There's this big monster. I'm like, okay, it's one of those. But at least Lerato Velas is in it, so it must be quality shit. So, okay, cool. Let me do this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the after party with the big monster is gonna end up like tragic. It's like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, like as a bad guy, I'll probably die first.
Yeah,
right?
It's gonna end in tears.
Yeah, it's like it's gonna be messy.
Yeah.
So it, you know. And then I, you know, do my thing, whatever. I can't remember what I did, but I got into it.
The character, like, yeah.
I didn't do what I'm doing now, you know. And then next thing you know, you've got the after party. Okay, fine. I've got the after party. And then on set, I'm like, oh, shit, this is the Avenger.
Yeah.
So the monster they were telling me about, it's the green monster.
Yeah. Huh.
One of my favorite is the Hulk.
Shit.
Like, I grew up, like, if you ask my brother, like anybody, like, Spider-Man is in there. But, like, Hulk was very prominent.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
So here I am with, like, with the freaking...
You didn't know it was the Avengers until you got to the set.
I think so. Like, if I remember correctly, they could have told me, like, before I went there. Yeah. But, like, certainly when I was auditioning, it wasn't the case. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So I've got this R1, like, you know, loading with Chris, he was on Isidingo. There was a show called Isidingo. Chris Beasley or something like that. Yes, we were doing a thing. So I'm, you know, we're loading, we're shooting, and like, I'm like, freaking, I'm shooting at the Hulk. But he's not there, though. I'm just, you know, he's like somewhere there, like shoot that direction.
Yeah.
And so we were just having fun.
Wow.
And then an interesting thing happened. We were supposed to keep our hats on all the time. Like we they wanted us. But it's like a you will see when you shoot you know, the police is like a government.
Yes.
So you've got to respect the whole process. So you've got to keep, you know, it has to stay, kind of stay on, and you've got to observe certain ways of wearing the, you know, the badges and everything. So you've got to respect the thing. Mm. So it wasn't anything funny. Mm. So you got to keep the caps on. Mm. And then there's a part where we kind of fall back. The guy, Bruce Banner, Incredible Hulk, kicks a police van, and it goes flying, and then it knocks us out, you know, over. And then we kind of, you know, wake up from that grudgy sort of state. But, like, when we fell, my cap went off.
Yo.
And then when I got up, I'm like, freaking, like, Vuyotabula, call Mayan in down, you know. He's, like, coming out, and like, yeah. Like, Koi Avenger says, yeah. I don't know what the Americans are thinking, but me not going there.
Yeah,
where's the Satubul? Yeah.
No cap.
Yo, if the ancestors were there, I was like, and I'm sure these people are fucking with these people. My man. I didn't mean for this. I tried. I put it on properly, but it fell off. It's not me. But, you know, the universe is like, yeah, no, we want this face on this. His ugly face in the end. Yeah, so it was fun. It was there. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, but
man,
like, they treat you so well.
Did you have like your own dressing room?
Yeah, I did.
Wow, man.
I did.
Yeah.
You're like so insignificant in terms of the story.
Yes.
But you never, like, an extra, like, should never think I'm insignificant, because the realer, you know, an extra is in a scene, the better the scene is.
And Queen Sono? Yeah. How did you get the call up for Queen Sono?
Queen Sono, I was
Queen Sono was massive.
Queen Sono was like massive. I mean, Five Fingers was massive. I mean, look, I literally, you know, Kagiso says that. I mean, this is Kagiso Lediga. Yeah.
Great guy, man.
Oh my God.
Remember him from Piemonte?
Yes, Kagiso. Funny
guys,
guy.
That dude. Yeah, no, I think he's on another level in terms of producing and making films and how you relate to actors. Yeah.
Oh, because Queen Sono's
anyway,
is.
Yeah. Queen Sono's. Yeah.
Oh.
So he says he was somewhere in Texas watching Five Fingers for Marseille. he says he liked it. End of the film, people get up, they clap, and he's sitting there thinking, I'm going to work with that dude one day.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, that's Five Finger.
Yeah.
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 So I think years later, they've had a, you know, their thing with Pearl, and, you know, there's a conversation with Pearl. Pearl is like, I want to do this. He sits down, he's like, yeah, but, you know, I prefer like a, she wanted to do, I think, let me not get into it. I don't know.
I know you can tell.
Maybe the truth, the story is not that accurate, maybe. So let me not get into the detail. But she wanted to do something. He's looking at the project. And he just had this itch for spy genre. Mm. You know, he wants to do like a Jason Bourne, but like female.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Salt.
Yeah.
And so that's how Queen Sona came about. And they developed it. And then they, you know, Netflix picked them up and, you know, it's all good.
Yeah.
And then he's like, and then the character Shandu, I think, well, they were writing. And I think possibly he must have thought, oh, that dude that I saw.
Mm.
He called me. But like after a very long time trying to get through to me, via my agent.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So my agent, you know, apparently, you know, they were like, I'm busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, for some reason. There's always a, but again, two sides to a story. When you sit down, I never really investigated whatever. I just thought, oh, okay, cool. Whatever, you know, because he had called me. And then he says, yeah, man, you know, there's this thing. It's really nice. Yeah, but we're gonna need you, you know, to go on camera. And by then, like, I'm Gaddafi now.
Yeah.
So sometimes people think, okay, you know, putting me on film is like, it's an insult.
Yeah.
I think it feels like it when people talk. And I was like, nah, man, it's cool. I'm gonna do that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's all right. Like, put, you know, I'm gonna get on camera. We're gonna do the audition. It doesn't matter. Mm. It's your problem after that. I'm carrying on with my life. That's how I deal with it.
Mm.
So I did it. And then, you know, it was a couple of takes, actually, where I remember. Came in with my camouflage jacket. I had this army sort of vest. I had my, like I came in.
Yeah.
Like I came in, I'm like,
prepared,
okay.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be this guy. And I'm like, yeah. Totally forgot about who I am, you know, in the grand scheme of things.
Mm.
You know, the pedestal that, you know, people put you in. And it was like ground zero for me when I was going after that character. And then I auditioned, and I think it was three takes because the lady wanted to get different sort
variations,
of variations.
Yeah.
And then I just left it at that, and then I went back to my regular gig quietly. And then, you know, they said, hey, my Asian cosmos is, hey, you got this
part.
Thing.
Mm.
Yeah. Because they did ask me, and says, do you want to do it through your agent? I said, no, do it through my agent.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So is it safe to say that you like $1 million?
He what?
You're a millionaire in dollars.
In dollars? No, no.
No, you got to be, man. No. Avengers?
No.
Queen Sono?
No.
Hey? Avengers was an extra, though.
Yeah,
Queen,
sort of.
Queen Sono, now we you know, you want to get to a very dark, in my opinion, you know, a very dark sort of space in this industry, right? Queen Sona, I'll tell you, they valued my input.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
They valued. They said, okay, we want this guy, and then they did that.
Mm.
You know, it was like how you would do it in the industry elsewhere, like in America.
Yeah.
You know, some actors, when you approach them, you got to have something on the side. Like it's a price tag.
Mm.
You know, so you want to talk to Will Smith, you'll probably have like 20 mil.
Yes,
or something.
Yes.
Or something.
Yeah,
I don't know what The Rock is. He's probably crazy.
Yeah, he was the
expensive.
Highest paid. Yeah.
Yeah. The Rock Johnson. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's how it works. That's the input. You know, this is the person that you know will put bums on seats.
Okay, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's what you're
paying
for.
So it's The Rock, that's what you're paying for, right?
Mm.
And the reason they put bums on seats is because of what they offer. Yeah. They don't just come in and just smile and that's it. It's what they offer. And what they offer is an incredible amount of work and hard work and skill and experience.
That's what you're paying for.
That's what you're paying for, yeah. And so, I mean, you know, unfortunately, it's not really, it's not necessarily the case here.
For real?
It's not, yeah.
So I know you said Queen Sonnen took care of you in that sense. Mm. So the other productions, it wasn't like that?
Other productions are not, yeah. They to tell you the truth, it's not.
That's not, crazy,
yeah,
bro.
It's not, yeah.
Bro, I'm seeing you in Avengers. Yes, no matter how big or small the part is, I'm thinking.
So
it's in hard.
It's a big budget.
No. In Avengers, I mean, I think, you know, it's like a bit of a dark, and I mean, people are growing very frustrated and very disillusioned. People who have been in the industry, and I've heard conversations, and I've had friends with. I do have some friends who are, you know, agents and whatnot, and they tell me about conversations they've had with actors and. Mm. You know, it's actors are a bit schizo. Like a person will like accept a job and then suddenly turn around and say, nah, man, you know, these people are not paying me enough. They're not treating me. Because all of that. Because every time you sign a contract,
yes,
you know as a South African actor, when you sign a contract, what you are pulling yourself into.
Yes.
Yeah. Like literally you are dragging yourself into a very difficult, complicated, hurtful sort of, in terms of the business. And also the process of, as well as an artist. It's incredibly difficult when you have like 2 days or a week to prepare. Mm. But a lot of the times I've had people give me a script and they say we're shooting in 2 weeks. To a person who might not necessarily understand, 2 weeks might be a very long time.
Yeah.
Until you hear that masters in the world. Some of these people that we idolize will not take a job if you're not giving him 6 months at least. You know, yeah.
So aren't you at a point where you...
I don't want it exactly that way, but like, can we be reasonable?
Oh.
Give me some time to... Yeah, sorry.
No, I'm saying, aren't you at a point where you are at that level where you can decide what you want? Like, you can make demands?
Now and then, no one is... You know, Robert De Niro said, you know, no one is... irreplaceable. You know who Robert De Niro is?
Yeah.
I mean,
yes, grew up on Robert, man.
Yeah, Robert De Niro once said, and I was watching an interview, I think it was for The Irishman.
Yes. Oh, beautiful.
He was there with Joe Pesci and them. Yeah, he was there with Joe Pesci of Round Table. And the last word it says, okay, what would you like to say to young upcoming?
Yes.
And he says, you know, just be nice to people. And I'm a firm believer in that. It's just be nice to people. It doesn't mean that, you know, you won't get depressed and, you know, people will find you in a bad, like, energy. It happens with everybody. But generally be a nice human being, right? And, you know, show up. Be nice to people. It's just, you know, I don't know, it's... They have to understand no one is irreplaceable.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I heard that coming from him, and I was like, okay, but if you're saying this, who am I? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm going off on a tangent. I'm going off on different direction.
Do you think they had you on Generations to fill Sibusiso Dhlomo's shoes?
I think you can never do that. I think you can never do that. But like I said, you know, during the course of this interview, people, you know, the characters will be chosen based on how they interpret things. So I will always interpret gangster differently.
Yeah.
He will always do it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, really? You want me to do this? Okay, fine. You have to deal with me, you know what I'm saying? So when I jump in, I'm like, you know, okay, this is my interpretation. That's his interpretation, you know.
You still like chill. Boxing?
I am. Yeah.
For real?
I'm into boxing, yeah.
Would you say that's because of your dad, no?
My father was big. And he really was about that life. and some people will talk about it and, you know, sound like experts and everything, but he Yeah, he threw down. He had hands in the streets.
Wow.
Yeah, he had like proper hands. Yeah. Like, you know, it's gonna happen now. Okay, there's three of you. Fine. It's gonna happen.
For real.
What do you say?
That's gangster.
Yeah.
And you? Can you throw them hands?
Oh my gosh, I've thrown them a couple of times, but not like that dude.
No, you can't do that. You can't fuck up this pretty
not
face,
like
man.
That. Not like that dude. But I might actually. You know, there's a Kasper Nyovest and AKA thing happening.
Prince gave me.
We'll see. We'll see.
Who's your money on if that boxing match were to happen?
Where?
Kasper and AKA.
Kasper.
Yeah, would you have your money on?
Look, I mean, Kasper. I mean, I think AKA is a dog. Like he's got dog in him.
Mm.
He will slap you. Mm. You know, and it has happened.
Yeah.
But boxing is a different story. Like if you come in there angry and you're swinging,
yeah,
and Kasper is stocky and is short and it's not easy. I don't know what they are in relation to their heights, but Kasper is stocky and he's strong, like he's big.
Mm.
To carry all that weight in that arm and you execute it, you know, correctly and it's quick and it hits the target. AKA is just swinging because he's angry. He's like, yeah, you know, he's obviously hubris.
Mm.
He's confident that, like, I've done this. I've slapped him before and I've done this.
Mm.
If he comes in there and he's not careful, he could get knocked out.
Shit.
Yeah.
It's so sad. We'll never see this
so
fight.
Boxing.
We'll never see it.
But yeah, boxing, you don't, you know what I mean? There's a guy, he's got a bit of more experience than I am. He's an actor.
Mm.
Chief. Tony. Eh?
The chief in Mbango.
No, not the chief. No, not the chief. Come on.
Who won that fight between you and him?
it's gonna be biased if I say it. I mean, they raised both our hands, but I kept on saying sorry to him because we were not supposed to hit each other. So I don't know. I don't just say sorry. So I kept on saying sorry because I was hitting. Because the thing with him, he's got the size and, you know, reach.
Yeah.
You know, his arms are longer. He's bigger.
Mm.
So he hits you. You know, he catches me properly. I'm gonna go, right?
Yeah.
So I was trying to, you know, stay away from him, and this is a great legend I went to. You know, to prepare for that, you know, a couple of, you know, days before. And he showed me the shoulder. I don't know if you've seen Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. He showed me the Philly shell.
Hmm.
You know, you block the jab with your
shoulder.
He
does that a lot, Floyd.
Yeah, he does that. Yeah. So he's teaching me. So I try to do that because, I mean, it's like, the world. We're looking at him and we're thinking, he's not going to give us so many options in terms of angles and whatever. It's probably going to be coming straight, straight. So he, you know, he comes, that's all you do. You just put your shoulder through, it blocks it. You know, you kind of, if it's too high, you kind of deflect it. So it goes, if he jabs you, you just put your shoulder in front. I hope I don't look silly. Probably look silly, but it's fine. Yeah. It's pretty much that kind of mechanism. Like,
your favorite boxer?
Physicality. There's a whole bunch of them. Man. Floyd, definitely.
Floyd
definitely.
Nah, he's too defensive.
And I'll tell you why. There's a prevailing sort of culture in the fight game, combat sport.
Mm.
The fans want to see blood.
Yes.
The fans want to see somebody get knocked out and beat down.
Yes,
like, yeah,
yes.
You're one of that energy.
Yeah.
But for me, boxing is a lot more like chess than anything.
Chess than aggression. Yeah.
Yeah. And then also at the same time, I want the guy to entertain me. But at the end of his career, I want him to spend time with his children.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I want him to run with his children, which is what Floyd is doing right now. Right?
Yeah.
But I'll tell you one thing. You know, Floyd has faced some of the most incredible striking geniuses. Like, they're like... You know, offensive people.
Yes.
Like, it's like they're not like, it's not more defense, but it's more offense. Like, Manny Pacquiao, Canelo Alvarez. Canelo Alvarez right now, he's like freaking the face right now. There's a bit of competition here with Gervonta. Gervonta is coming. Gervonta Davis. Mm. He's coming up as well. He's like getting there. But
how come you're never a professional boxer or like UFC? Because you know so much about this.
I'll tell you, there's one thing knowing about it.
Oh, yeah.
Then getting in
there. Yeah.
Like,
what does Mike Tyson say? He says everybody has a plan until get punched in the face.
Exactly. Exactly. I found that, like, when I was doing Yizo Yizo 3, they put us in the ring. We boxed. And I never knew, because they say there are two kinds of boxers.
Yeah.
One gets hit and they start running.
Hmm.
And then one gets hit and they start fighting. When I got hit, I started fighting.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I started scrapping. But you can't, with boxing, you can't scrap. Hmm. You can't be like, oh, fuck, you hit me. Fuck you up, whatever.
Because
they start watching mistakes. Because when you start getting angry, you make mistakes. And if a guy is cool-headed, level-headed, they start looking at, like,
hey,
mistakes.
You're in shit.
And that's when you're in shit.
Hey.
When you're in a crowd and people go, whoa. Like, even when you miss. Not when you get hit. When you miss and the other guy goes, you know, and then they go, and then they're like, whoa, fuck. Nah, it's there's over. Nothing demoralizing than that. And then he's catching you. You know what I mean? He's moving, he's catching you. It's like, you can't. You can't survive him, but you have to think.
That's crazy.
You really have to think.
Which boxer would you love to play if they were to make a biopic of?
Ooh, that's a nice question. Ooh.
Yo, my feet. That's a nice question.
Yeah, like,
why is it a nice question? Okay, cool. I would say Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Mm. I think Marvelous Marvin Hagler, he is American. Here, I would say, who would I would like to play? And there were talks about Maisel. Yeah, Maisel. But I think, what's his name? He should play him rather. What's his name? From Limpopo, man. Warren. No, not Ndo. Warren. Warren Masemola. Mm. I think just the similarities in terms of physicality.
Mm.
You probably have to work on the boxing. But I think in terms of how he looks and just what he brings, he would do it. He would be more suitable for that.
Yeah.
I can't think of anybody, but I'll tell you why Marvelous Marvin Hagler.
Yeah.
He was like my father's favorite.
Oh.
So we had a lot of conversations about him with my father.
Mm.
When my mother and my father separated, then that was taken away.
I see.
So he went and stayed, you know. We all have our issues and demons, whatever. Mm. So I didn't get the time to see him and spend time with him.
Yeah.
And so I was left with those conversations, those moments. He his spirit shone when he saw the guy. And then I got to see him and his head movement, and he just keeps coming. And oh my gosh, he's very strong, very smart as well.
Yeah.
That reminds me of my father as well.
Mm.
Like, you know those guys that know, okay, we're going to suffer now.
Mm. Mm.
But we are, you know those guys, we are going to suffer, but okay, cool. Yeah, you know those guys. My father was like that. And Marvelous Hagler had that spirit for me. So that's why I would like to play him.
Sure. So we but I've got a few questions from my chillers which I want to ask you, but before that, I read on Drum Magazine, man, like you were taking a ride by a prophet in Cebu King.
That was the thing.
What happened there?
So basically, never do a job before you get paid. Everything.
Rule number one.
Because then you can get to me if I don't show up.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm talking to so many heads, and I'm talking to people that I don't know where they stay before I do a job, right? And so basically what happened was, and I still had that principle, but it's just that I was going to a job for someone else. And he told his friend, hey, this guy is going to do something for me. He's, you know, on his way. He's going to pass through your hood. So talk to him. And this guy talked to me, and I said, okay, cool. I'm just waiting for money. But I was waiting for money from the other guy while I was on going. And I had done, I think, maybe one or two things, and I trusted the other guy that he will probably pay me
100%.
On the way.
Yeah.
And the money came in, and I thought it was the other guy.
Yes.
So I was like, okay, it's the other, you know, it's this guy that I just spoke to, because he was like, really, we doing this.
Yeah.
So he deposited, well, I thought he deposited money. So I did, I went into the church, and I spoke, and, you know.
You get paid to speak at a church?
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's a gig, like emceeing.
It's like a gig you can do, you know what I'm saying? It's like
crazy.
Day one. It's like a thing. So I'm not going to leave there having said anything that will uplift anyone or, you know, and that sort of thing. I better get paid, because I don't go to church no more. If I walk into a church, I better get paid. Don't try and make me look bad. Anyway, so I get paid to go to church. Try to make it. So and then turns out, and I did the whole thing. I spoke, and then I left. And then it became apparent, no, that guy didn't pay you. It's the other guy, the first guy, the guy you trust.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So I just continued. I said, okay, cool, we'll sort it out. This nigga, I came back, nothing. I was in Johannesburg, nothing. That's Velcom, like the job that I did, but I get paid for Velcom. All the way from Velcom, come back. Klaxdorp, I think. Is it Klaxdorp or what? I can't remember.
That side,
I can't remember, yeah. And he's got a branch course booking. This thing is not, I keep calling this guy, not, you know, he's not responding, what do I do? And then I got a friend of mine, I said, okay, let's drive down. So we walked into his church.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're like, we got to, you're not answering the, what must I do? Let me go talk to the guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know where he stays.
Yeah.
The best thing is when I call people, they tell me, no, this guy, you know, he's got a church where, so I get like, directions to the church, you know? So I can't pull up, you know, at his house or anything. So I got to go. He's not answering his calls. He's not answering his calls.
So you pull up.
So I pull up. So I go in. And I haven't been in the church in a long time. Yo, niggas are buying prayer, right?
Yeah.
Like, I get in there, niggas are buying prayer. Like, you know, what is it? You want a job? 150, 200.
Yes.
It just builds. Like, the bigger the need.
The bigger the
bill.
You
know, 1,000, 10,000. I'm like,
I can
get paid.
Yeah.
I can get paid. I can get paid, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, cool. It's okay. So we're going to have a chat with this guy. He's going to be cool. He's like, yeah, dude. He's going to give me like an extra 1,000 for inconvenience and shit. And we're going to go home, right? Because he's got the money.
Yeah.
Like, niggas are praying, right? He's praying for niggas like a whole bunch, right? Like everybody is getting, like, is you know. I mean, at some stage, there's a car he's getting a car for free. Like, he's getting a car for free because, you know, some lady is going to get involved in an accident. This car, there's something wrong with this car. There's something wrong with this car.
So he must get into the accident.
Just give me the, no, he's got powers to clear that.
Give me the car.
But it can't go back. Like, we clear the shit, but it won't go back. Like, it stays here. If it goes back, that shit comes back.
We buy cars.
if I bring back the car, that shit comes back. Right? So this guy's like, so he's like, okay, cool. He's like, okay, fine. And this lady was not budging. She was like, you know, like it's a Jeep. I'm like, fine, this nigga, like, what am I doing with my life, right? Like, this nigga is, he's cars were coming out. Like, this guy, I don't want to be in an accident. I don't want to be in an accident. Like, fucking take this shit, right? Like, if you can see it, take this shit, right? Clear it, drive. I'm going to see you driving it, like, you know, like, to the shops or whatever it is. And I'm like, no, this guy can pay me.
Yeah.
This guy can pay me. Like, I gave him, like, a church, like, a pastor, like, freaking 5,000 or 6,000 or fee. Like, no, man, I'm even passing. Don't even... And you are a pastor. I can't be doing this to you.
Yeah, I can't kill you.
I can't do this to you, you know, church people, right? I can't charge you so much, right?
Yeah.
So it's his price. So I get there. This guy, man, his face just changed when he sees me. He's like, it's like all combative, like freaking cagey. I'm like, dude, like.
And then?
Like, you don't have to, like, you know what I mean? I'm just here, like, let's talk, you know? So end of the service, we tell him, you know, we need to talk, right? And then we're thinking, oh shit, okay, this is a bit, this feels a bit, you know, hostile. So we're like, before the end of the sermon, let's go tell the police.
For real?
Yeah. Let's go tell the police, because I could. You know,
good sense.
Yeah. You know, wars, like, people have fought over, like, religion. You can't, you know, men of God, you can't fuck with men of God. It's like a very sensitive thing. So it is like that. So we end up with the police there. They're like, they're not saying anything, they're chilling. So we, like, explaining to him, okay, fine. That guy paid, you know this. And he told you, you haven't paid. So, this guy went gangster.
What?
Like, this guy is gangster. He's like, yeah. like that sort of thing. Like, everybody brings Gaddafi into it. I'm like, fuck.
Wow.
Like, I get paid to play this nigga. He's written on Spain. Like, don't bring that nigga out. Like, don't, you know what I mean? And he's like, yeah. So I'm like, I hear you, like, yautaba, whatever, whatever, but can we just talk about the money you owe me? Like, what's that happen? That guy literally went gangster. And, but the police were like, we're taking you.
They're taking you?
Yeah, no, the guy. We're taking you, right? So, because now I'm like long past, like, the whole Christian whatever at the time. I'm calling this guy dude. I'm like, dude. I keep saying dude. This nigga is getting agitated. Like, don't talk to the man of God like that. So he says that, don't talk to the man of God like that. I'm like, dude, you know what? When he gets in trouble, he's going to drag you in. If you're willing to deal with his problems, then they're fine. That kid just went
quiet.
And he just disappeared somewhere. Like, some sense went into it. But when I was saying, dude, he doesn't understand, Jorge. Not everybody is in there. You understand what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't understand, Jorge. I'm not going to do that.
Shit,
you know?
Man.
Yeah, anyway, so he gave us, you know, money, and then, you know, we were like, yo, that was stressful. Let's go spend it on, that's the other show. That's the other show.
In closing, what do you want to be remembered as, man, when it's all said and done?
Look, I mean, finally, you know, the dude was just himself.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not easy. You know, the other stuff is given, you know. Your path is there. You just got to be brave and, you know, go after it.
Yes.
That is a given. And you know, what people don't understand, it's a given. You're born for a reason. You're here, and then you walk that path. And you impact whoever you impact. So I don't want to talk about that.
Nice.
But in between, people lose themselves.
Yeah.
Because they're branded, they're put on a pedestal, whatever. I think, you know, for me, if I can safely say, you know, I'm not affected by that, and I'm true to who I am, where I come from. That for me, that's that. You knew me.
Yeah.
You wanna know? You wanna? How did you know me? That's the question. That's the question. And why would I want to talk about other things?
Yeah.
Rather than just hone in on who Vuyo is.
Do you do some weed? Do you smoke weed?
Yeah, I do.
Nah, I can tell.
Yeah. Mm. How can you
tell? How can you tell?
Because when you talk, you go to four different off-ramps.
No, the weed actually makes it worse.
Yeah.
I'm like that. I'm like my friends will be like, he'll get there eventually. Meanwhile, let's see what's happening. Oh shit, he's back. Okay, cool. He's back to the point now. Yeah. I go everywhere.
Yeah. Like, what kind of weed you like?
But it is what it is.
What kind of weed you like?
I think so, it depends. Mm. Depends. You know, the sativa. Obviously, you know, it gets you into
which one is sativa? So?
There's two. There's sativa and indica.
Indica, yeah.
Yeah.
Which one is swati?
So swati, you could have indica and sativa.
Oh,
yeah.
So that's what, yeah. So you've got the two strains. Mm. Should I call them
strains? It's not really strains because there's so many strains within the two.
Yeah.
But the one gives, like, helps.
It's like
with
mama
creativity.
And papa, something like that. Mama and papa. So the other one is, you could say female, the other one is like male.
Yes.
And then from there, yo, there's Adam and Eve, they made like freaking. Yeah, Shem, Ham, and everything. Yeah, I don't know. That don't make sense, man. That's the weed talking. I'm kidding.
And how many joints would you smoke like in a day?
If I'm not doing anything, I'll probably, if it's a good, because I've got a really strong tolerance.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So a good?
Maybe one or two.
Oh, it's just
two,
not bad.
Two, three, yeah.
It's I'll not like, bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not too bad.
Jesus.
So goodness. If I had said six, you'd say it's bad.
No, yeah.
Okay, six, cool. No, no, six. No, 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 not six.
And then. You've never done a scene high.
Not six.
Have you ever done a scene high?
No.
You've never?
No.
What do I feel like you like?
I forget. I forget when I smoke.
Yeah.
Like my memory, I sit there, I'm like, you gotta. So with the soapy, I'm literally learning lines sometimes on the go.
Mm.
And sometimes I'm learning lines the day before. Mm. For me, I'm like, I'm not a, like, I need to get in there and just eat those lines. I gotta get in there.
Yeah.
So I can't, and I know my, because I keep on saying, where was I? What was it? What was I? Old age.
Yeah.
Old age, and you know, it'll fuck with you. It's and then also it's like, you need your adrenaline. You need to be like on your toes as well. Mm. Like you need that energy.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm. Inspiration comes from there.
Mm.
Like when you're on your toes, mm. and you're getting into it, back and forth. So if you smoke, it gives you kind of hubris.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Hubris, and you think, I got this.
Yeah.
You don't want to gut this. Mm. You wanna be listening and concentrating and observing what's happening. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What are you working with? Obviously, Generations.
I'm working with Generations.
Any international movies you're working on? What's coming?
No, more, nothing at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just. But you know, we've sent some self tapes out.
Yeah.
And we're just waiting on them to see what they say. But they certainly reached out and said, "Hey, we're a big fan of this guy. You know, get him on tape."
Mm.
And then so we've done that. So we'll see.
Awesome.
We'll see.
Thank you so much, man. Yeah, man. Yeah. And long may it continue. Thank you so much, bro.
No stress.
Really appreciate it. Like we're saying, you hardly do interviews, so it's such an honor.
Yeah, but it was chill. That was like, okay, McG, but hey.
What were you scared of?
Yeah?
What were you scared of?
What scared me? What the fuck are you talking about?
Scared. Hey, one more time, motherfucker. We're out here, podcast and chill, coming at you live from David Mashabela Studios. If you want to use these studios, just email podcast@mashabela.co.za. Hey, katapi kataf.
One day, like, the way...
Yo, what's happening? Thank you so much, Chillers, for the continued support. Always remember, make sure you subscribe and you like. And also, if you like, you can become a subscriber. And Yo, what is happening? Shout out for your continued support on Podcast and Chill. Make sure you subscribe and like. They subscribe and they like, right? Oh, that one. All right. Yo, what's happening? Shout out to... Nah, fuck. Let's go again. Yo, what is happening? Shout out. Thank you guys so much for the support. And always remember to subscribe and like. And you can also become a member and subscribe to Patreon and, you know, throw the coins a bit. All right. Peace. Love you though so much. Last one? Yeah. Yo, thank you guys so much for your fucking continued support. Please remember to subscribe, like, and do all those things. Become a member, a patron if you want to bless us a bit and, you know, throw the coins that make them dance on the podcast. Peace. Love you so much.